And we are back. Our guest this morning is Tom Cosentino. Tom is the executive director for the Garden State Wine Growers Association since January, and we're talking about the wine and music experience at the Horse Park in Allentown coming up on Labor Day weekend, right around the corner. It's noon to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, the 3rd and 4th of September, and Monday is the rain date. The website, in case people want to find out more.
Absolutely. They can go to NewJerseyWines.com. So spell out the state of New Jersey as if you're writing, you know, N-E-W-J-E-R-S-E-Y, and then just put wines, plural, on the back of that. So it's NewJerseyWines.com. There you'll have a listing not only of our festivals, such as the Wine and Music Experience, but we have our wineries post their events, so you can see what's going around the state, different events at different wineries. There's a whole host of information, so it's a great resource.
Yeah.
And we like to say, you know, that becomes the conduit for knowing what's going on in the wine world in New Jersey.
That's great, really. Good to know. All right, so Saturday, noon, what kicks it off?
Well, we have a number of bands. Our headliner is Room Full of Blues, which is a national touring, you know, jazz and blues band. They've been performing for, basically, they have a career of about 40 years. Really a popular, great-sounding group. They're going to be on our main stage. There's also some other local bands. Long Gone Daddies is going to be on the local stage. Another popular band, Burning Bridget Cleary, is going to be on the main stage. And then on Sunday, our headliner is another touring band. They're actually going to be fresh off a tour of the Midwest, the Slambovian Circus of Dreams, which is a real great folksy art band that has just a national following. They're going to headline Sunday's show. And then we have another, a couple of other local bands, Hot Jazz Jumpers on the main stage and Rogues on the Run on the local stage. So just picture, you know, you walk into the wine festival, you get your wine glass, and we can go through that in a second, but you're not only going to, you know, be able to sample wines from 17 of our leading wineries, but then you're going to have a big, large bandstand where you can have, you know, Room Full of Blues comes on and headlines. They finish a set, the local stage on the other side of the festival grounds will have another band taking the stage. So it's nonstop music. Actually, the sampling is from noon to 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
The festival gates actually open at 11:30, so you can walk in, but you cannot sample wine until noon, based on the licensing laws. So you're sampling wine from noon to 4:30 p.m. You can purchase wine up until 5 p.m., and you have the bandstands, you have the wineries, then you have a group of vendors. So we have crafters, we have all kinds of different merchandise. So if you want to try hot sauce, you'll probably have a hot sauce guy there. If you want to buy jewelry, you'll have a jeweler. You'll have, you know, people selling wine paraphernalia. And then you also have, we'll have gourmet food trucks lining up, so there's plenty of places to eat. And then what we will also have, too, always, that we have at our wine events, because we find our wine festivals are really family-oriented affairs.
Yeah.
So young people come, they always bring their small children, and we have to take care of that. So there's a kids' activity center where they can do sand art and balloons and face painting. So it's really a great day. And obviously, we abide by all the laws. So if you're 21 and older, you have to show a proof of age, and you get a wristband, and you get a wine glass and a wine menu that shows you the 17 wineries, what wines that they're pouring at their tent, and what the price of a bottle of wine is. The rules in the Horse Park are, you know, you can buy a bottle of wine, but you will not be able to open it on the ground.
Right.
So the wine consumption will be basically come from, you know, sampling at our tents. But when you figure in, you know, we have 17 great wineries, you know, there'll be definitely over 200 wines available for people to want to try.
You know, people don't realize what great wines are coming out of New Jersey. We've got some great wineries. You want to name a couple off the top of your head?
Oh, sure. And out of the 17, we have a good mixture because they're coming from different parts of the state.
Yeah.
So we have, you know, from all the way up north, part of Hamburg, New Jersey, you have Cava Winery, and from Western New Jersey, you have Four Sisters Winery. And then in Hunterdon County, which has some great wineries, both two of them are going to be at the festival, Old York Cellars and Unionville Vineyards. They're both located in Ringo's. Very, very popular wineries from South Jersey, like Tomasello Winery in Hamilton,
yeah,
and Valenzano Winery in Chemung, and Plagidos Winery in Hamilton, which won our Winery of the Year competition. Mm. And then, you know, down in Gloucester County and Mullica Hill, you got Heritage Vineyards and Wagon House Winery. And you know, one of my favorites, Chestnut Run Farm. They don't have a tasting room, but they're at all of our events, and they make Asian pear wine, and, which is just so refreshing. And just think of, you know, if you like, you know, Indian food or seafood, you know, the perfect wine to pair with it.
Oh, my. You know what's nice about this, too, Tom, is that a lot of people, we don't really get a chance to visit all the wineries that we want to. So here in one place are all the places that I've always wanted to see. Like, I don't get a chance to go up to North Jersey all the time. And it's not easy for everybody to visit these wineries. But how great is it that all these wineries are all together for this very special weekend. Now, speaking of the weekend, do you have a weekend pass?
Yes, you can buy a pass for the weekend to get you in both days. And also, I should mention that even if you're a non-drinker, admission would be $5, and thus you just would get a separate wristband, so you don't get a wine glass, obviously. So if you happen to try to do it, the wineries would see the color of the wristband and not serve you. But we call it our designated driver admission.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we've launched this year that we really want to promote and grow it in the coming years is our Garden State Wine Growers Association membership card. And it gives you VIP access to an event like the Wine Experience. You're allowed both admission to both days with the card. You get VIP parking, express entry through the gate, think Disney World, where you go right through.
Oh, nice.
Right up to the top. And then we're going to have a membership card only tent, small tent, but we'll have guaranteed seats there for our membership card holders. And we're going to put on a couple of seminars for those. And there'll be some tastings of reserve wines from some of our wineries that are not being poured, you know, for the festival goers. And if you buy wine, you buy, you know, cases of wine, we're going to bring it right to your vehicle. And what the card also does is it gets you access to a number of our wineries offering special deals just for the Garden State Wine Growers membership card holders. So not only can you use it multiple days at this event in September, but think about, we have our event coming up in Foster Field Living Historical Farm on October 1st and 2nd. You could use it both days of the festival there.
Nice.
You could use it in Cape May for a Cape May wine and food experience. So you have the potential, if you buy the card now, to use it for 6 days of festivals, plus, you know, all the deals offered from our wineries, and the card is good for a year. So you have next year to use it as well. And the card is $100, and you get a second card is 25% off. And you can also purchase those on our website at newjerseywines.com. And we're going to also expand on the program and modify it before the end of the year. So, you know, people that buy now, you know, are really going to see some greater value offered, you know, as we roll this out over the next few months.
Mm, so nice. Well, I'm telling you, you and your staff must work on this for months, if not all year.
You know, we have a festival director who's Kathy Bullock, who has become the expert in the state on putting on wine festivals. She's been doing it for the Garden State Wine Growers Association for a dozen years, and she also does a number of other wine festivals across the state that our wineries participate in. And you know, it's a big undertaking because, you know, consumers come through and they see a tent for a winery filled with volunteers that are pouring samples, and they don't realize, you know, those people were there very early in the morning. There's ice deliveries. There's, you know, setting up the tent, setting up, you know, what wines are going to be tasted. And when it gets real busy, there's no rest time for that staff.
No.
Because they're basically pouring samples from the time the gate opens until they're told last pour.
What a great weekend you have in store. I'm sure that the folks come from all over.
Well, the beautiful mm-hmm. part of the location this year, the Horse Park, as we mentioned, it's really centrally located because it's right off 195. So it's very close to, if it's in the backyard, if you're in Robbinsville, if you're in, you know, the Trenton area, you're in Mercer County, Hunterdon County even, and then, you know, obviously, you know, our loyal patrons from the shore. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned earlier, by having, you know, the various wineries on site, I always looked at it as it's a great branding opportunity for New Jersey wine because it gives you exposure to the different wineries. And that was part of a large part of our argument when I was handling the direct shipping bill, is I would tell a story to a legislator or to the media, and I would say, look, people come to a wine festival. Say they're from Bergen County and they come down to, you know, the Horse Park in New Jersey before direct shipping came. If they liked, say, Wagon House Winery's wine, yeah. Wagon House is located all the way exit 2 down in Gloucester County on the New Jersey Turnpike. If they bought wine from Wagon House, took it home, drank it, they enjoyed it. Most of our wineries are too small to have distribution deals with liquor stores. So the only way they'd be able to buy that Wagon House wine again was going to another festival or driving all the way down to, you know, Gloucester County and going to the tasting room itself. So now the beauty of it is people can buy, you know, wine by the bottle, wine by the case at a festival, but they also get a feel for what these wineries have. And we obviously want them to visit tasting rooms. And that's why we created the Passport Program, which if you visit the Garden State Wine Growers Association tent at this event, the Wine and Music Experience, you'll meet me, and I'll hand you a brochure which gives you a map of the state and some background on the history of New Jersey wine. But I'll also hand you a passport book. And that passport book has a page for every winery. And what you do is you have 3 years to complete the book. You visit each winery, and you go into their tasting rooms, and they stamp the book. Hmm. So tourism and the Department of Agriculture, which give us funds to develop the passport, love this because it takes someone, say someone in Monmouth County gets to experience rural areas of the state they probably never would have visited, just to go see, you know, go up to Hamburg, New Jersey to Cava Winery, or you go up to Montague, to Westfall Winery, and you go all the way to the tip of Cape May to our wineries down there, and it allows you to go into the tasting rooms, experience it. And what I tell people all the time, too, is we're unique in New Jersey because we do not have a cookie-cutter approach to the way we market the industry or the way our tasting rooms are set up. Every tasting room in the state is different. The wines are different. And the beauty is when you walk into most of our wineries, you're going to meet the owner. You're going to meet the winemaker. You're going to be able to talk about that Cabernet Franc with the winemaker himself, who will give you the feel of, you know, what went into that and what the science is to it and so on. So that's the experience, and that's why the festivals give us some exposure and give a chance for a wine consumer to sample, you know, the product that we have, and then that helps get them to go on the tour and visit our wine trails, go use the passport book, and go to the wineries themselves.
Well, not only does it promote tourism, but there are serious wine connoisseurs throughout the state and beyond. So what a great idea and treat it is for them. Because like you said, when can you go? You go to a liquor store, you buy a bottle of wine. That's the experience. This is really the experience. As we wrap this up, Tom, and I could go on talking to you forever. I'm curious to know, what is your favorite wine?
I'm a dry red wine drinker.
Me too.
So I love Cabernet Sauvignon. Yeah. I love some of our New Jersey wineries are doing with Cabernet Franc. And, you know, there's a great varietal like Petit Verdot that I really enjoy. So, but I like to sample other things. I'll drink dessert wines. We have great white wines as well here in New Jersey. But that's my cachet. I like dry reds.
And I like a nice Chianti, too. Tom Cosentino, again, the executive director for the Garden State Wine Growers Association. And don't forget the Horse Park of New Jersey. It is in Allentown, Saturday and Sunday, September 3rd and 4th, noon to 5 p.m. The rain date is Monday. And one more time, Tom, the website.
It's newjerseywines.com. And you definitely have to come and come visit me in the tent, the Garden State Wine Growers Association tent, everyone.
Thank you for being my guest this morning.
My pleasure, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Around Ocean County on 100.1 WJRZ. You can always hear this show as a podcast on our website, wjrz.com. Have a great Sunday.